This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
$1,000.
You think that's where Vinny is?
Just trying to win the $1,000?
No, surf.
Oh, I totally zoned that was the code. This hour's code word is surf. No, Vinny's sick. Although anytime anybody's out, it's always like, what are they really doing? But that his house has been ravaged by sickness.
Yes.
And frankly, even if he's not sick today, please don't bring us any germs. It's fine. I just take the weekend, buddy. We'll see you on Monday. It'll be fine. Okay, so here's what's... Oh, do I have a sponsor? I do. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin.
Dublin.
Ooh, speaking of Dublin... You too.
Yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. Good one, Sarah. You're amazing.
Hey, we can't forget to do the montage, you guys.
Oh, when are we going to do
let's
that?
Let's do it at 7:30.
Okay.
Does that work for everybody?
Yep.
Is that okay for you, Brittany? I know I piled
listeners,
a lot on you.
Listeners, is that
morning.
Okay? Yes,
listeners, will that work? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, here, I have something else for you.
Oh, another one.
Garage
huh?
Cat.
There's a new Haley Steinfeld song we got to put in with the new music.
I don't think we'll get through all this today, Sarah.
I'm not going to worry about that. I'll dump a lot of that crap.
Okay.
Brynn, get me 100 things. We'll get through one.
Hey, he's got to be ready. What if I do get to it? Kendrick Lamar's new song, Triple X, debuted at number 33 on the Hot 100, and that helped U2 make Billboard history.
How, you ask?
Well, they're featured on the track. And that means they're now one of only four acts who've had a top 40 hits in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. I'm actually surprised that they haven't had a top 40 hit just on their own in between 2010 and now. They've certainly put out records.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's ever charted over 40, I guess. So because they're featured on there, they're one of four acts to have a top 40 hit in the last four decades. The other three... are Madonna, Michael Jackson, and Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh.
Technically.
It always surprises me how popular he has been.
I know. He really has very quietly and hilariously been killing it since we were kids. Weird Al. I mean, I only have good feelings about him, quite frankly.
Yeah, you know? Got nothing bad to say about him.
Yeah. I mean, even though his songs are kind of joking, he's, you know.
And some people would say, oh, he rips people off.
But he also makes us laugh. Because I'm fat! I'm fat! Really, really fat. He's great. Anyway, and also Michael Jackson, what year did he die? 2011? I thought it was like 2009 or something.
No, that would be too far.
When did he die? Because he must... So these are specifically things that are like new releases. Because there are other bands who have done it sort of technically. Like Bon Jovi and Whitney Houston have both done it.
Oh, yeah. 2009. Dang, it's been that long?
So they must have released something new that charted. Hmm. They had to have. Because they don't count Bon Jovi and Whitney Houston in this because their hits in this decade were old songs that recharted. Whitney specifically after her death. She wound up having another top 40 hit. But and I don't know what the Bon Jovi song is that they recharted in this decade. But they say they don't count because technically those were old songs that recharted. But Madonna, Weird Al, Michael Jackson must have had a new song that charted. And then U2 now because they're featured on the Kendrick Lamar song, Triple X.
I just listened to some of it and... Does it say what U2 does on that? Just
it does not. It just says that they are featured on it.
With just a background track, maybe. Because I'm listening to it and I don't hear any of their voices, but it's a lot of rapping, obviously.
Right. So maybe it's the maybe they laid down the drum beat and the guitar and the
Possibly. Yeah. I've listened to the whole track.
But if they credit you too, then that technically they
are. Can you hear some of it?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Is it clean?
Yeah.
I hear zero U2 in there.
I know, right?
So they're credited. Maybe that's a sample off of a, you know, I was thinking that piano stab might be like a sample and the maybe they
grab
lifted
the full track and
Larry
jump
Mullen
around real quick. I'll be back.
Yeah, see what you can find out about that. In the meantime, Dave Chappelle used to have a show on TV.
Yes.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
A little bit.
Yeah. And one of the random things that was almost my first exposure, I would say, to John Mayer. Like, apparently they're friendly. Because John Mayer used to be on that show. Like, I remember at least one appearance. He would just be standing there. Just kind of like Dave Chappelle's walking down, there's John Mayer, big old Frankenstein John Mayer standing there. And you know he looks like Frankenstein. Come on, I'm not the only one that's noticed that. And so I guess they're friendly. Mm. And 2 weeks ago, Dave Chappelle appeared on stage at a John Mayer concert to pay tribute to Charlie Murphy. He asked everyone to put their cell phones away so it could be a private moment, but of course, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So they are doing shows together tonight and tomorrow at the Fillmore in San Francisco.
Nice.
That shows together. That's what it says right here. John Mayer and Dave Chappelle
so
together.
So is John like going to be cracking jokes or he's going to be singing?
Let's see. The shows are called Controlled Danger. There'll be a mix of music and comedy.
Mm.
I have a feeling they're saying here it'll be pretty loose, not terribly rehearsed, but probably awesome. They want you to not record this show. And so what they're doing is, and I've heard about this, it's kind of cool. They're giving you a pouch and watching you put your phone in it, and then they lock the pouch. And so you've got your phone with you. You're not checking it in somewhere. You're not waiting in a long line. But I guess either, I'm not sure if like electronically the pouch is locked once you enter the room. And then it automatically unlocks on the way out. It can't be that because then people would just walk off with the pouches. So they must lock them and then you walk back out and someone's there to unlock the pouch. So you can get your phone out. I'd be fine with that.
I thought you were going to say and I don't know if this is even possible. Can they cut off like the service within the auditorium? Were they? The Fillmore? Can they cut off service there so they lock out?
You know,
so
they
can't
probably make it so that you can't upload or download. They could probably make it kind of a dead zone.
Yeah.
I have no idea how you'd do that, but they can't shut off the functionality of a phone. Like you would still be able to.
What if there's an emergency? I mean, what if you need to call 911 for God's sakes?
Right. So I don't know exactly how this all works, but if you go to the show tonight or tomorrow at the Fillmore, please let us know next week exactly how that whole thing worked.
And so two shows, one tonight, one tomorrow.
That's what they're saying. It's called Controlled Danger. My guess is you know how these things are. The people who follow Chappelle or John Mayer already knew about this and got their tickets or they're in the fan club or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that there's tickets left, but we could look. Or you could check if you're interested in that. So there's that story. I just thought it's fascinating that they're performing together, but I thought the really interesting thing was the fact that they're going to be locking your phone into a little bag. Which is kind of funny. This is sad. I'm sorry to hear this. Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, I loved her.
Yeah.
Me too, from the
and
Facts of Life.
She was also
in Different Strokes.
Different Strokes,
before,
of course.
Yeah, she was the maid there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
She's 91 now.
Oh, wow.
And she is battling cancer. What's kind of awesome about her is that years ago, in her mid-80s.
When she was young.
They actually detected and annihilated pancreatic cancer, which people die. You get pancreatic cancer, that is that. Like, because it's, unless I guess they're specifically looking for it, it's almost undetectable until it's too late. So, but a bunch of people in her family had died of pancreatic cancer. So she must have been getting specific screenings because they found it and got it. Mm-hmm. Pancreatic cancer is what got, wasn't it Patrick Swayze just recently?
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't that Steve Jobs' thing too? He wound up with pancreatic cancer.
I don't recall.
It got my mother-in-law. I mean, it's insidious. You get, it's like finding out you have lung cancer. Like there's the survival rate, not great. But if you catch it early enough, it's possible. In fact, she said
you're correct. Complications of.
Oh, for Steve Jobs?
Yes.
Yeah, it's horrible. Of course, he actually postponed treatment too. Remember, he did like that whole holistic thing first. And
sure.
Anyway, Charlotte Ray told People magazine, 7 years ago, I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, which is a miracle that they found it because it's usually too late. My mother, sister, and my uncle died of it. After 6 months of chemo, I was cancer-free. I lost my hair, but I had beautiful wigs. Nobody even knew. She is well aware of how difficult cancer treatments can be, and she has just been diagnosed with bone cancer last Monday.
Oh.
She's 91 now, and she actually says that she's got a difficult decision in front of her because it doesn't hurt. She's not in pain right now, and she's 91.
So to get treatment or not to get treatment?
To get treatment or not.
Depends on what the treatment, you know, what are the downfalls of the treatment.
Right. She says, at the age of 91, I got to make up my mind. I'm not in any pain right now. I have to figure out whether I want to go have treatment again to opt for life. She canceled an appointment to begin treatment earlier this week, but she's leaning toward going for it. Getting treated. She says, I wanted to think about it first. I think I'm going to go for it. The side effects were not too bad when I did it originally. I'd like to choose life. But, I mean, if your final days are going to be battling and she's, you know.
Right. Not only that, I'm going to hate to think about it, but I think about it all the time, is the cost.
Right.
When you get ill, whatever it is, there's a cost involved that not all of us can afford.
Right. Well, she's probably okay. I mean, she had two hit shows, for God's sake.
Yeah, 40 years ago.
I know. And the rules have changed so much. It's much more equitable now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure exactly what she'll wind up doing, but if I...
You take the good, you take the bad.
You take it all and there you got the facts of life. The facts of life.
There's a time. Oh, and you know the words?
Know about the facts of life.
The facts of life.
When the world never seems... to be living up to your dreams.
Oh. For all about you. You.
That's always
fun. Good one.
Yeah.
What about Different Strokes? We should do the.
No. Oh, yeah, Different Strokes. Hooman knows those words because he loved that show, too.
When the world don't move to the beat of just one drum, what might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of dreams. Then along come two, they got nothing but the genes. They got
different strokes, they got
different strokes,
it takes
different strokes through the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. You know, no matter what you got,
not a lot. So what? You got yours and I have mine.
And together
we'll be fine.
It takes
different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world. Young children, that is not for you. Everybody else who is singing along, welcome to the party.
It's Friday.
Hello.
925 is Saint Charlotte, also from a different generation, and she's from a generation where people made money and saved money, not made it and spend it as fast as they could.
Oh, that's interesting. See what her net worth is. Let's see how much she's
saying.
And
then back to that Dave Chappelle story.
Yeah.
People are saying that the tickets go on sale today at 10.
Oh, so you do have a chance.
Maybe.
I bet you there's some people out there who were really pissed I mentioned it.
Oh, because they
because they were
tickets.
Like, oh, man, now there's thousands more people interested.
I don't see anything on her net worth.
That's weird. We can usually find anybody's net worth.
I know. Oh, $4
million. Oh. Well, hopefully she's got good insurance. She must have SAG-AFTRA insurance, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Barack Obama
took
a shot at President Trump. A very light jab, what quite frankly.
That?
He has been, he's, you
not
know.
Not that kind of shot, right?
No, not that. Oh, good dear God, no.
Oh.
He took a jab. He jabbed at him.
Okay.
Yeah,
no. Oh, that kind of jab?
Jesus. Yeah, no. Just a joke. He made a joke at Trump's expense.
Okay.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm like, Obama, you have looked like you're having way too much fun.
I thought that too.
That story we were looking at yesterday, $400,000 Obama's getting paid for a speech.
One speech. This is the speech, in fact,
oh.
that they
oh, that's
he
the
made the joke at
okay.
the they paid $400,000 for this joke.
And by the way, we're gonna need you to put a jab in there.
Yeah. Mm. You know, his wife also
not that kind of jab.
Has like now that they're back at work and done vacationing in effing Fiji or wherever gorgeous
right, on the yacht.
Goddamn
with Oprah.
Sir Richard Branson.
And Leo.
Oh my God. They just, it's just, I'm like, oh my God, the world's falling apart and you're windsurfing. Oh. Come back.
What would you do?
I would totally do
this.
No, I, you know, it's funny because at first I didn't begrudge him at all, but then as the pictures just kept coming of his marvelous, you know, wonderful time, as we're all like, help us.
We're
I did start to get a little bit like, oh my God, stop having so much fun. You're rubbing my nose in it. Anyway, so Michelle's been speaking as well. And didn't they just get huge money for their memoirs? Like they're each writing a memoir and they're each getting paid big
dime. Really?
See if you can find out what they got for advances.
All right.
Anyway, so Barack Obama, he was speaking to a crowd of A&E Networks advertisers. He was paid, $400,000 for the speaking engagement. It's pretty good. That's
I'm
one year as president.
I'm seeing the Obama $65 million book advance.
Oh, my God. Oh, so they write
but
it together?
I don't. Barack and Michelle Obama land reported. Yeah, all the articles say
does
together.
Is it really $65 million mm-hmm. advance?
Another article says $60
million. Damn.
Damn.
So he's speaking. And he was asked how he handled frustrating moments while he was in the White House. And he said, for starters, not having a Twitter account. Hilarious! Totally worth $400,000. There you go. First little mini.
You know, I swear he even looks younger.
Dude, I know. He looks so rested.
He
and
does.
Happy. Like his smile looks super genuine. He just doesn't care anymore. Anyhow, here's more bad news.
Uh-oh.
Even if you have an $80 million budget, you can't find the perfect house in LA.
You're talking about Beyonce.
I am. Beyonce and Jay-Z have they live in they have a place in LA. They live there in this rented place, and they have been on the market for a house. They've been looking for it. I mean, it's we got to be getting into like 3-4 years now.
Yeah, because the one they really wanted was outbid by someone else. Was it the Petra? The
no, but it's like that. It's some billionaire who literally swooped in. They really liked this house. I think they were going to get it for like $70 million, and then some guy just came in and just well, I'll pay more. Mm-hmm. Scooped it out from under them, and they were bummed.
Minecraft creator.
That's it. What's that dude's name?
Marcus Persson.
Okay. Yep.
So they actually, in the story, this is TMZ, they actually have overhead shots of all these freaking beyond gorgeous mansions that they can't afford. It turns out, if you've got an $80 million budget and you want the very best of everything, you can't get it.
But they're worth like $1 billion.
But they have set a budget for themselves. They're trying to budget their money, you said?
How responsible.
I know. I guess if she really wanted something, they could just go ahead and buy it.
They should buy Norman Lear's house.
Oh, yeah? What's that all about?
It's cost $39 million.
That's too cheap for them. They need an $80 million house.
Yeah, they got a kid on the way.
It must not be nice. They have two kids on the way.
Oh, is she having twins?
She's having twins, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that.
Unless I have her mixed up with someone
else. I can only remember so much stuff in this little tiny head of mine.
Believe me, it pops right out the other side. Yeah, Beyonce is heaven.
It's on 8.3 acres.
Oh, that's nice. Where is it exactly?
I think it's Beverly Hills. And it's 14,000 square foot main foot residence.
Is it for sale?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
For $40 million.
You know,
right now.
They've probably looked at they are out looking. I guess they go and tour real estate all the time. Maybe they're just those people that, you know, they want to tease people and just look at how I just love looking at houses.
I'm going to list Norman Lear's house on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, my God. Great idea.
So people are texting in that the two songs we just sang, The Different Strokes and Facts of Life, John Mayer and Dave Chappelle cover.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In their little
act. We're
going
to need to find. Oh, in the act?
Yeah.
Well, we're all out of time here, but at some point we'll have to listen. So anyway, they've been looking for houses for a couple years. They've come up empty, if you can believe it, with an $80 million budget.
That's insane.
They looked at a house in Bel Air for $135 million about a month ago, and they're not buying that. So there's a few homes they're eyeing, but they haven't written an offer yet. If you could imagine having an $80 million budget and not being able to find it. They should try Florida. Lamar Odom, he's got, let's see, it's an 8,500-square-foot house, and it's in Pinecrest. It looks like it has a tennis court, a basketball court, a huge pool. It's jagged. They should try Florida. He only wants 5.2 mil for it.
I'm surprised he has that, I guess.
I guess he's been renting it for years. He bought it for about $3 million bucks in 2003, and now he's turning around and selling
it for
5.2. It's in a gated community. All the bells and whistles. 6 bedrooms, 7.5 baths. Probably not big enough for him. Wouldn't be big enough for Beyonce and Jay-Z. Okay, guys, what's coming up in the news?
All right. Well, I mean, boy, where do we begin? this goes along the lines of what Sarah believes. Is there too much homework in school for children?
Oh, I love this story.
And new snacks coming from Kit Kat, Reese's, Hershey's, Payday, Twizzlers.
What?
Just for the summer in California. Oh. Coming up after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. About an hour ago, we had my niece on. Her band, The Running Mates, is playing tonight at the bottom of the hill. And she just texted me. She goes, oh my God, it was so great. Thank you so much. I just realized we failed so hard by not mentioning the name of our brand new EP. It's called EP Phone Home.
Oh, that is hilarious.
And they're giving away free downloads of it at the show tonight. So if you're going,
make sure
you remember to.
Hooman and I were just looking at their Instagram, was it?
Yeah.
And they have how many more followers?
100 new followers.
Oh, yay. Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
You can see a video of their performance on our Alice973 Instagram.
When we do the podcast later, are they going to be able to be in it?
Yeah, Bryn.
I don't see why not. I mean, it's
I don't see why not, Bryn.
Let me talk to somebody about that after.
Don't talk to anybody about that.
I'm going
to
go ahead and approve it.
Why'd you mention it, honestly?
Oh, really? I'm an idiot.
Go ahead and move on. Thank you.
This part of the program is brought to you by Lowe's.
Yes, everyone. I want you all to go to the Alice973 Instagram right now because there is a new secret item at Starbucks that we found out about. Last week it was the unicorn frappuccino. This week, this is an off-menu item called the dragon frappuccino.
You can look at the picture, but don't bother with it. It is so sweet. Did anybody really love that?
Everyone look at the picture. It's incredible.
Incredible picture.
The drink.
Of a two-sweet drink.
Really good picture.
I think it's fine.
Let's hear everyone's review of the dragon frappuccino.
I think it's fine, but I don't like all the seeds in it.
Seeds?
I've been picking seeds out of my
Seeds in it?
Yeah, because there's blueberry.
Oh. Is that blueberry?
Sure is, Bryn.
No, because I
thought
it
was raspberry because there's the seeds.
It's like dried or something like that.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. I took one sip and went, oh my God.
I thought it was Oreo cookies on top.
I couldn't figure out what it was.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Oreo cookies too.
It's not.
It's a mix of green tea, frappuccino, vanilla bean powder, and a berry swirl.
Berry. But whatever kind of berry with that it was.
Yeah, the berry, it didn't taste like berry. It was really good, but it didn't taste like a blueberry or a raspberry to me. What?
It seems like you didn't love it.
Seems like didn't love it. You've barely taken a sip of it. Yours is totally full still. Dude, what are you defending
it for? I'm doing like 15 jobs this morning.
You're amazing.
We all are, Hooman.
Yeah, everybody's had to step up because Vinny's not here.
Anyway, go to the Alice973 Instagram and check out the dragon frappuccino we posted.
Thank you for being so incredible.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Right about that.
Stop into Lowe's and get 20% off all Stay Green fertilizer and grass seed. Offer valid through May 8th. Selection varies by location while supplies last. U.S. only.
The Radio Alice Report.
Good morning, 7:41. Vinny's out today, but he will be back on Monday. Hooman will stop munching on pistachios. News is brought to you by Provident Credit Union. Lock in your movable mortgage rate for life. Sarah, I did want to mention Bart is having system-wide problems
going on.
Delays due to
Happy Friday.
Disabled train. That's been going on for quite some time this morning. So FYI.
There's your traffic report, everybody.
Yeah. All right. This is a really important story, everyone. You tell me if this is good parenting or bad parenting.
I bet it's bad parenting. Let's find out.
Is this mom doing the right thing to protect her kid? A woman named Bunmi in Quebec, Canada, has a 10-year-old daughter named Maya in elementary school. And she sent Maya's teacher an email Tuesday telling her, Maya's done doing homework. Maya will drastically be reducing the amount of homework she does this year. She's been very stressed and is starting to have physical symptoms such as chest pain. Mm. And now she's waking up at 4 a.m. worrying about her workloads. She's not behind academically. She enjoys school, doing 2 to 3 hours of homework. Every night is leaving little time for her just to be a child and enjoy her family.
That is my exact argument with homework right there. They come home and the parent has to crack the whip to get them to do their homework. Mm-hmm. And there's no, it's awful. It robs them of their childhood. I am for no homework.
Well, then
I don't think they're already spending 6-7 hours at school. That's enough. Yes, I believe that it is.
I think a little homework is fine, but not hours worth. I posted this story early this morning on my Facebook, and let's see some comments. The pressure on kids is ridiculous. Good for her for taking a stand. They're prepping kids for university, but the prepping begins way too early. Someone says, this is wonderful. My kids are 8th and 9th grades.
Well, there it is. Sarah, it's prepping you for university. Like, you're going to have homework in college and high school.
Yeah, you are going to have homework in college and high school. And when you're 10 years old and you're a 4th or 5th grader and doing 2 to 3 hours of homework, it's absolutely ridiculous. There are kids who come home and they love to do their homework and they're happy with it. And there's other kids that you're having a huge fight with and that there are tears. Like, if I have to bring my kid to tears to get them to do their homework, I'm done with it. I'm like, okay, we're getting upset here. And I literally would write on the homework, sorry, we did not have time in our lives to accomplish this.
And what was the teacher's response to that?
What could they say? I was like,
Then I'm going to fail your kid?
The kid didn't fail. He passed every test. So if he passes the test and he's learned the stuff, why does he also have to do an hour of homework? I got in people's faces. But in the nicest way possible. They've actually tried pilot programs where they don't have any homework and the kids are just as well. They're happier. They get better night's sleep. Everything about their lives is less stressful. They're children.
As a mom of a 13-year-old boy, kids have way too much homework and there's absolutely no study saying that homework makes them smarter or better grades.
Absolutely.
I agree.
True.
That was my least favorite thing to do in school. I agree. I'm looking good for mom. My kindergarten had multiple pages due a night. He was 5. It's
kindergarten.
Crazy. Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
I'm trying to get an opposite end, but everyone is agreeing with this mom. Good for mom. So ridiculous. The amount of homework. Agree 100%. Love this.
And I'll tell you something. Any mother who's out there going, oh, homework, it's no big deal. That's because your kid is one of those rare kids that actually comes home and does their homework. And you know what's funny? My girlfriend has twins. And one of her kids, would want more. Give me more. I love homework.
Twin should do other twin's homework.
No, and the other twin is having a meltdown in the corner. Like, it's true. I can't do it. I feel stupid. It's out of control. And you can argue that all you want. But like you just said, there is no study that proves that you're better prepared, smarter, or do better in school if you're doing all this homework. Homework sucks. It should be outlawed.
I hated homework.
Oh my god!
As a
worst.
Kid, I just
I got other
it.
Stuff to do. I already spent all day. It's like if we had to go home. Well, actually, we do homework all day long.
Well,
on this show,
but it's 24-hour job.
But we're only here, a couple of hours a day. Like I always think about Vinny's girl person. She works
girlfriend, the rent partner.
Yeah, the rent partner, the missus, whatever the hell he's calling her, his lady,
his therapist partner. Or therapy partner, I should say.
She's working these long days at a high pressure job, and then she comes home. She's eating dinner with a near piece in because she's on a conference call. She sits after the kid goes to bed, she sits down on the couch and does more work. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a lot. That's too much. Why should you have to live your life like that? At least enjoy your childhood.
Were you good at homework?
That's who you're going to be.
I was terrible. I had tutors my whole life. I couldn't get through anything. But what do you want to say about people saying that's lazy parenting?
It's not lazy parenting.
It's not.
Simply not lazy parenting. Not wanting to force your kid. You are the person making your child cry because they have to sit at the table. How did Derek do with his homework?
Oh, no, he's definitely needs some assistance, some help. Hooman, what do you think about this parenting as a person who had trouble with homework as well?
You need that kind of preparation for it.
Do you? Did it help you succeed?
Well, yeah.
You succeeded?
I think I have. I mean, I know I'm just a phone screener.
You're not.
You're so much more than that.
You're so much more than a phone screener.
Oh, you're amazing. Hey, listen, homework. Oh, homework.
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 That is your new name. Homework.
Homework.
Do your homework.
You do homework all the time, Hooman.
Yeah,
here,
I mean,
this job.
You do a tremendous amount of research.
I know, but in school I hated it. As a work job, I get paid.
The old work job. I mean, that's the difference.
Is it Friday? I think I'm starting to lose it. We didn't play the montage.
Do the montage. Oh, my God.
How are you ready?
Do it live.
Ah,
finally.
Oh,
everybody looking forward to the weekend. The weekend.
We do it. Hey.
This is Vaughn's new song.
I like
Good
it.
Good job, Vaughn. How we doing?
It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. Bum, bum, bum.
What's your name?
Because weekends were
made for fun.
So woo! Since Vinny's gone, I guess I won't play his?
No, play his. You can play
I'll
his.
Play something else. Hallelujah.
Aww. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. me up with your wings and hallelujah.
All right.
Make it rain on them hoes. Make it rain on them hoes.
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 Somewhere there's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming. Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no. Nobody can say Ebola. No eating's up, it's dangerous. Ebola, eat that.
Awesome.
Bring it on home.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
California knows how to party. California.
Wow, you just twerking.
Knows how to party. Dude, look at her go.
Look at those hips.
It's a Friday, people.
Isolated hip movement right there.
I know, right?
Here's for Hooman.
Oh, there you go, Hooski.
Yeah, that's important.
That was cool. Finally got sober. I was 1 year old, but it was something to do.
I'm living down in L.A.
I'm a real big baller because I made $1 million and I spent it on girls and shoes.
Hey.
I like me.
Bunch of people are pissed. Take line one and three.
Are they pissed about the not playing?
Well, no, the homework.
The homework.
Oh, really? Now we're in such a good mood.
Well, you'll be in a better mood.
What are they pissed about? It's just
all right. Bethany, go ahead. You're on the air. Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Get him.
He's always so easy to parent when you don't have any kids.
All right.
Yeah. God, Bethany, I love you.
Take Felicia.
All right, have a great Friday, Bethany. You're totally right, and Hooman's totally
Friday.
Wrong. Felicia, bye, Felicia. Poor Felicia. Having the name Felicia these days is like...
Everyone says that to you, right?
So let's just say hi, Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
Get it.
Okay. I always find that forcing things on kids, though, is the last way to make them love it. Like, you know, remember when you were forced to take piano? Well, if that's what homework was, 20 minutes a day of reading, I would be completely down with that. But it was like, you got to read these chapters in this book, and then you got an hour of math, and you got your social studies. Well, do it live! All right, bye. Bye, Felicia.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's see, there you go. There's a teacher right there saying 15, 20 minutes a day of reading, and that's all you need. That's, well, in fact, that's what I took from her, but it's probably not what she was saying. But it's Friday. I'm not listening to anybody.
what do you want to do here? You want a story? Or you
How
wanna...
much time do we have?
You got a little time. You
all
ask
right.
me something
so,
else.
So this is the story I teased before the break.
Oh.
America has always loved candy bars.
Well, yeah.
So the Hershey Company has announced it's going to be rolling out special editions of their most popular candies amongst, you know, Kit Kat, Reese's, Hershey's Kisses. So the collection of candy has new flavors inspired by summer. So six states are going to get this, one of which is California. So what are the new flavors?
What are the new flavors?
And we're going to, I want to hear yay or nay okay. from you three.
Okay.
Kit Kat strawberry.
I'll try that.
Nay.
Nay?
Bryn?
Come on, let's
yeah,
try
I'm,
it.
I'm mean, all for it. You know, I'm all for everything.
Take a bite of whatever you put
I'll
in front
try
of my face.
Once.
Honey roasted Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll try that. Sure, yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it.
No, yeah, okay.
It's rare. Yeah, I'll do it. There we go.
Cherry cheesecake Hershey bar.
No.
Why not?
I hate cheesecake flavor.
What about cherry cheesecake?
Nope.
Yeah, I'll try a bite.
Yeah, you like cheesecakey stuff.
Yeah.
I'll try anything. I'll just
stick. So I like cheesecake, actually. A good cheesecake is fine, but I actually hate when they flavor something like a cheesecake. It's mm-hmm. got that, like, ugh, like that edge of the cheese flavor to me.
From Hawaii.
Okay.
Coconut almond Hershey Kisses.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fully involved mm-hmm. in that already.
All right, this is probably the most controversial one on the list.
There it is.
Key lime pie Twizzlers filled twists.
Filled? Filled with like creamy key limey?
No, I'm going to pass on that. That sounds like a stomachache.
It does.
It does, but I'll try it.
All right, Bryn, attaboy.
All right, Brittany,
lastly,
take one for the team.
From Florida. This one looks like it's only going to be offered in Florida. Once again... Twizzlers filled orange cream pop twists.
Oh, see that? I could actually try.
I'll try
I
that.
Love that orange.
Like creamsicle.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So good.
Mm-hmm. Man, creamsicles are delicious.
Yeah. Like a 50-50 bar. Did you have those when you were young?
What's in that?
Basically the same thing, a creamsicle orange.
I don't think
on
we
the
had that. Yeah, like the orange popsicle
and
vanilla on the outside.
On the inside.
The cream they on were, the inside. Yeah, yeah. So, good.
So there were like more than one brand. Yeah, that's a I haven't had one of those in years. I got to get me a creamsicle or a 50-50 bar.
Doesn't it taste similar to like an orange Julius?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. And there's one last flavor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there is another one. Wow.
All right. So just like close your eyes.
Okay.
Taste right. this in your mouth before you answer.
But if you're driving, don't close your eyes.
Yeah, please just keep them open a slit.
The flavor of Texas barbecue combined into a payday candy bar.
The peanut? Is that the peanut?
Yeah, thing? And I love paydays, but nah, I'm going to say
barbecue
no.
Barbecue and chocolate?
I'll try that.
Bizarre.
But I mean, what's better than like maple syrup on bacon? I mean,
wait, did you say chocolate's in it? Because paydays don't.
No, they don't have
are
chocolate.
Not chocolate.
Oh, yeah. It says combine the tang of bold barbecue seasoned peanuts surrounded by chewy caramel center for a unique Texas-inspired
yeah, I'll do that.
Flavor.
Guys, we got to give it a try.
Oh, man. I have a candy bar in my purse right now.
What is it? What kind of candy bar?
It's a Snickers. I was wanting a candy bar the last couple of weeks, and then I was at a cafe the other day, and I turned around behind. I was eating a sandwich. I turned around behind me. There was all these candy bars, so I got one.
So you stole one? Stole a
Snickers? I
didn't steal it. Stuck in your purse?
I just haven't eaten it yet.
Cut that into four sections. We all want a piece. All right, it's 7:56. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, new music.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.